visiting with Emporia head football coach Kaden Glinsman here on the Area Coach's Corner. And Coach, Manhattan was good as advertised. They scored 8 touchdowns all on the ground, and they kind of went to the Achilles heel of your defense is defending the run. But what's something knowing that teams are trying to focus on the Achilles heel of what just kind of a weakness?
Well, I mean, we're just young, and we're not only young, you know, we're young on the perimeter. And so, you know, when teams run with adults towards the perimeter and we're trying to tackle with 14 and 15 year old kids, it makes it tough. I mean, it's, you see it at every level. I mean, if, you know, Division I college football and in the NFL, you know, make small guys try to tackle big guys. You know, and so that's part of football, and we got to continue to progress, you know, and, you know, we do, we put those guys in tough situations, but at the end of the day, you know, you gotta play 11 players out there, and you gotta continue to improve.
And saw some different things on Friday night offensively, a little too tight end set with Ben Collins coming in there, an extra blocker. I think that was something I liked a little bit more, but you know, throwing some new formations in there, you know, as we are now in week 6, how you feel like maybe some new things could, you know, continue the positives for this football team?
Yeah, and that's what's fun for me, you know, and for the coaching staff is coming in on Saturdays and dialing up some new stuff. Now we have to balance it, obviously, with having a young team. You know, you can't put on too much. You know, so I can't go in there with a created playbook on a PlayStation 5 game where you can just run whatever you want, whenever you want. You know, you got to be able to have a language for it. It's got to be able to make sense to 14 and 15 year old kids. And, you know, we're going to continue to add, you know, I feel like as we've progressed and the kids are more and more comfortable, you know, knowing the language, so to speak, of the offense and, you know, with different shifts, different motions, different concepts, you know, when you're tagging run game and screen game and all that sort of things, you know, if they can understand it, then we can kind of open things up a little bit. So we're going to continue to do that, you know, and we're still battling through some injuries, you know, not knowing if we have Brody this week, you know, again or not. You know, that was kind of, you know, what we stumbled on, you know, at the end of, you know, in the end of 2 weeks ago when Brody was hurt, you know, there at home, kind of threw Ben in and then, you know, once we were able to regroup on a Saturday, you know, we were able to put in some true 12 personnel look stuff. And then, you know, we'll continue to adapt as best we can. And, yeah, that's the fun stuff for me. So that's just something we'll continue to do throughout the rest of the year.
So what's a message to the team this week preparing for Washburn Rule?
Have a good, hard, physical week of practice. You know, you can't let the physicality surprise you on a Friday night. You know, you got to become callous to it. You got to be used to it. You got to practice really hard. And that's something that we've, especially with a young group and, you know, really not having a ton of seniors, that have been in a program where you practice really hard. That's something, you know, I kind of make the analogy to the, you know, to the coaching staff. Like, well, we tell them, you know, we want them to practice hard, but that's almost like asking, you know, what does a trumpet sound like? If you don't know, you don't know. And so, you know, getting the guys to really, you know, buy into what a hard practice is, what it looks like, what it feels like, the tempo. And so just continue to build on that.
Visiting with Emporia High head football coach Kaden Glinsman here on the Area Coach's Corner. And back on the road, the Spartans go on Friday at Washburn Rural. Washburn Rural snapping a 3-game losing streak last week with just an impressive 49-21 victory over Topeka High. And, you know, during our game last week, I was following that on Twitter a little bit, and Washburn Rural is going to have athletes, they're going to have numbers, and one of their strengths is TJ Minicue at running back and probably a hard-nosed runner, and he'll be one that you keep your eyes on.
Yeah, we got an up-close look at him during ESU camp there at the end of May and beginning of June. Yeah, he's definitely he's going to be a load to bring down. And so when we first talked, first spoke at the beginning of this conversation, like it's about like we got to do as good a job as possible of putting ourselves in a position to be successful, and then we got to be able to execute. And so you know we've got to be able to tackle him. We've got to be able to tackle you know all their skill players. And so you know it's just about for us looking inward and continuing to improve as best we can.
All right, Coach. Appreciate the time as always. Best of luck on Friday at Washburn Rural. Talk to you again next Tuesday.
Thanks for having me.
That's Emporia head football coach Caden Glinsman joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by John Newland, Next Tech Wireless, and Miller Granite on KVOE, live and local.